just encounter what God is doing through Elam, and we thought it would be a treat and a pleasure to have Matthew and Anahita come up here and share their story. So why don't you guys come on up?
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
سلام میکنم و تشکر میکنم از پاستر مارک برای تایمی که به من داد تا بتونم صحبت کنم.
Thank you so much for this time and I'm so excited to share about my story.
و شبان اینجا تشکر میکنم. میخوام داستان زندگی با شما در میون بذارم.
I was born in a fanatical Muslim family.
یادم هر روز صبح که از خواب پا میشدم ساعت 5 صبح پدرم و مادرم به من میگفتن پاشو نماز بخون.
My parents forced me to pray Muslim every morning at 5 a.m.
و یادم یه روز گناهی کردم در سن نوجوانی و خیلی حالم بد بود. شادی و آرامش تو زندگیم نداشتم.
When I was teenager, I did a sin and I felt guilty and I was discouraged.
رفتم پیش یک ملایی و از او کمک خواستم.
So I decided to see Mulla. Mulla is a leader of mosque, like a pastor of church.
و اون هم نتونست به من کمک کنه و به من فقط گفت که برو و دیگه گناه نکن.
He didn't help me. He just said to me, "Go and never do this again."
من بهش گفتم من قبلا این گناه کردم و دیگه تکرار نکردم.
And I told him, "I did a sin before, but I still feeling guilty."
ولی نتونست به من کمک کنه و برگشتم به خونه.
He didn't help me.
اسلام هم نتونست به من کمک کنه.
I couldn't find peace in the Islam.
و بعد از اون رفتم به خونه و قرصای پدر مادرم رو شروع کردم به خوردن و خودکشی کردم.
So I decided because I was really discouraged and I didn't have any joy, hope in my life, so I decided to kill myself.
بعد از دو روز چشمامو که باز کردم دیدم تو بیمارستان هستم و دکتر به من برگشت گفت که معجزه شده که تو زنده موندی.
So I took all of my parents pills and I didn't remember anything and after that I woke up in hospital and the doctor was next to me and he told me you are a miracle.
بعد از اون برگشتم به خونه ولی همچنان شادی آرامش نداشتم تا اینکه برادر من با من تماس گرفت.
And I went back house and I still felt guilty.
از کشور اتریش با من تماس گرفت فقط تو یک جمله به من گفت برو یک کلیسا پیدا کن.
My brothers called me from Austria a few weeks later and he told me just one sentence, go and find a church.
رفتم و یک کلیسای پیدا کردم و وارد اون کلیسا شدم.
And I went and found a church.
اونجا خیلی عالی بود. وقتی مردم پرستش می‌کردن، وقتی که شنیدم که عیسی مسیح به خاطر من گناه کردم ولی عیسی مسیح به خاطر گناهان من روی صلیب جانش رو داد.
It was really amazing when I saw the people worship God with the songs and everyone were happy. And when I realized only Jesus can give me hopeness, happiness and forgiveness, I was so happy.
و به عیسی مسیح ایمان آوردم و از اونجا از کلیسا اومدم بیرون و خیلی شادی که دنبالش بودم پیدا کردم و تو خیابون میدویدم.
I was so happy and I'm running on the street because I felt forgiveness, happiness I'm looking for.
اگه کسی هم میشناسی که شادی نیاز داره، آرامش میخواد، بفرستنش پیش عیسی مسیح.
Do you need a hope? Go to Jesus.
اگر شادی میخواین، آرامش میخواین. بعد از اون من رفتم و یه سوار تاکسی شدم، یه خاطره میخوام برای شما تعریف کنم، یه داستانی رو.
And after that and I want to share about some testimony in my life. One day I was in on a street and I took a taxi.
اسم راننده تاکسی علی بود.
The taxi driver name was Ali.
علی به شروع کردم از زندگیم براش تعریف کردم و گفتم که چطور شادی و آرامش از طریق عیسی مسیح به زندگی من
اومد. So I started to evangelizing to him and I told him about my story. I wanted to suicide and but Jesus saved my life.
و وقتی بهش گفتم که من خودکشی کردم و بعد از اینکه صحبتم تموم شد به من گفت که لطفاً در داشبورد باز کن.
After that he told me, "Can you please open the dashboard?"
من در داشبورد باز کردم و دیدم که پر از قرص اونجا.
And I opened the dashboard and I saw lots of pills.
به من گفت که بعد از اینکه تو رو میرسوندم می‌خواستم برم خودکشی کنم.
And he told me I decided to kill myself and I told to myself just let's drop off this man and after that I'm going to kill myself.
و میخوام بگم خیلی از افراد هستن مثل این راننده تاکسی که نیاز دارن که این خبر خوش رو بشنون.
And I want to say you a lots of people same Ali same Ali taxi driver they need Jesus in their life.
بعد از اینکه با علی وقت گذاشتم یه انجیل بهش هدیه دادم.
We had a really great time with together and he was really happy and I gave him one new testament.
و بعد از اون از علی خدافظی کردم که راننده تاکسی بود و با شادی از پیش من رفت.
And he was so happy.
میخوام بهتون بگم که خیلی افراد در ایران هستن که نیاز دارن که این خبر رو بشنون.
Lots of people they are thirsty for Jesus.
که نیاز دارن شادی و آرامش تو زندگیشون بیاد.
They need a joy, they need a hope.
سال 2005 بود که برای دوره های 3 ماهه به مؤسسه ایلام رفتم و اونجا شروع کردم به تعلیم و کلمه های خیلی عالی بود، پرکتیک بود و میتونستیم اونجا در اون رشد کنیم.
Few years later, I went to Turkey for 3 months training, Ilam 3 months training. How to discipling, how to do ministry, how to do and how to do evangelizing.
برگشتم و شروع کردم به بشارت دادن و 5 تا کلیسا اونجا تأسیس کردیم.
I planted 5 underground and after that I went back to Iran and I planted 5 underground churches in Iran.
جوری بود که وقتی مردم رشد می‌کردن تو ایمانشون بعضی مدت اونها رو هم می‌فرستادیم به تعلیم دوره‌های 3 ماهه و می‌مدن تو کلیسا کمک می‌کردن.
And after that when we see some of the members they are interested to serve the church, we send them to Ilam 3 months training. And when they come back, they served Lord as us, same as.
سال 2010 بود که با آنایتا ازدواج کردم.
And in August 2010, I got married with Anaita.
I found it beautiful gay.
Yeah. He's joking.
بعد از 4 ماه. روز کریسمس پلیس‌های امنیتی اومدن و در خونه ما را زدند.
After 4 months, the security police came to our house.
و اومدن و من رو با پاسپورت و شناسنامه و مدارک شناسایی و کتاب مقدس و آنچه که داشتیم با خودشون بردن.
And they took all of our worship CDs, all of our New Testaments, Bibles, and also they took our passports and they arrested me.
منو با خودشون بردن زندان و 45 روز در یک سلول انفرادی بودم.
I was in solitary confinement for 45 days.
6 فیت عرضش بود در 8 فیت.
It was really a small room. It was 6 feet.
8 فیت.
6 feet and 9 feet.
و در اونجا بعد از 45 روز منو به یه اتاق بزرگتر بردند.
And after that they put me on a little bit big cell. It was for 20 prisoner.
بعد از اون کلن تو هم رفته 3 ماه حدوداً تو زندان بودم.
And I was in prison totally for 3 months.
بعد از اون به واسطه وثیقه‌ای که گذاشته شد من آزاد شدم.
And after that I pay bill for release.
Now Anaita is going to share.
Yes. when the security police came to our house and they arrested Matthew, they told me, if you want to release Matthew, come to this address. When me and my mother and my sister arrived there, we saw all of our friends. All of our friends, they were in shock and they were scared. So it was really hard time for them. But it's amazing for me. I had peace inside of me. I'm not really brave person, but in that time I had peace. The interrogators spoke with us very loudly and they used a lots of bad words. And they gave us some questions and they wanted to know everything about Elam ministry, about Farshid. Farshid was our leader. And also they wanted to know about members of church. And they wanted to know about detail of how they look like. For example, hair color, eyes color, and short, tall, and everything. And they forced us to answer all of the questions. But I didn't answer any question. One of the interrogators came next to me. He was mad. And when he saw my paper, he shouted and he told me, "Why you didn't answer any questions?" And I think with myself, we are a children of God, and he can't speak with us in this way. So we were not allowed to stand. So I stood up, and he was shorter than me. And I look at to his eyes, and I told him, "You know, in the end, we will have a victory. In the end, we will have a victory." My mother and one of my friends, they were seats in front of me, and they told me, "Anahita, be quiet, sit down." I thought with myself, maybe he want to do something, maybe he want to beat me, but it is amazing. He's afraid of me. I was just 23 years old, and he was interrogator. And because he didn't say anything, just he said to me, "Sit down," and he left. Praise God. Really, God protect me. Thank you. It was God, really. And after in the same night, they put me on solitary confinement. I was in solitary confinement for 20 days. When the guards put me on solitary confinement and they shut the door, my peace was gone. And I didn't have a peace anymore. It was a really hard time for me. And I started to complain with God. And I have lots of questions for God. Why? What's happened? And after 5 days, one of the guards told me the heater is in Evin prison is broken. So it was in winter and the weather was snowing and it was really cold. And heater was broken. So I was really angry and I was really done. I was tired. And in my solitary confinement, I had a small window at the top of the wall. I closed my eyes and I look at the window and I said, "God, I can't continue. Please help me. I can't." And it was amazing. I felt sunshine in my face and I opened my eyes and I felt maybe God wanted to say something to me. I felt something in my heart and I felt God want to say me, "I'm be with you, don't be afraid." It was really great time with God. And after that I stood up and I started to worship him. And when I started to worship him, my body became warmer and warmer. Praise God. And after that, my family released me with the bell. The interrogators, again, they called us. And they told to Matthew, "You must go to prison for 6 years and me for 5 years. So because we wanted to serve God and we decided to came out from Iran. Iran and Turkey, they are neighbors. And So because we didn't have any passport, so we came out from with a smuggler through the mountain, donkeys. Donkeys. And now Matthew is going to share about what's happening in Turkey.
وقتی رسیدیم به ترکیه اونجا دیدیم چقدر ایرانی‌هایی هستن که مثل علی که راننده تاکسی بود چقدر تشنه هستن که خبر خوش انجاز رو بشنوند و نیاز به شادی و آرامش داشتند.
When we arrived to Turkey we saw lots of Iranian people they were thirsty of God and they needed Jesus in their life.
مثل همون راننده تاکسی.
Same taxi driver they needed Jesus in their life.
شروع کردیم به بشارت دادن و توی دو تا شهر کلیسا تأسیس کردیم.
And we started to evangelizing to the Iranian people in Turkey.
یه شهری به اسم مالاتیا و شهر دیگه به اسم دنیزلی.
I planted two churches in two cities, Malatya and Denizli.
میخوام در مورد دنیزلی برای شما بگم.
I want to share about Denizli.
وقتی وارد شهر دنیزلی شدیم کلیسایی بود با 40 نفر.
You saw the pictures. When we went to Denizli, Denizli had a small house church and the members were just 40 members. 40 members.
و شروع کردیم به تعلیم دادن و موعظه کردن و جلسات کلیسای را اداره کردن. بعد از چند هفته اون کلیسایی که توی خونه بود دیگه جا نبود و به دو جلسه تبدیل شد.
As we did evangelizing, as we did discipling, the people became a Christian and so because we were in the house, we didn't have any space, so we decided to do two services.
بعد از چند هفته اون دو تا جلسه پر شد.
And after few weeks, we didn't have a space.
رفتیم و یه جای دیگر پیدا کردیم که با 200 نفر ظرفیت.
We went to rent some big space.
که با 200 صندلی اونجا بود. 200 نفر.
And this space, it was for that space. It was for 200 people.
خیلی خوشحال شدیم گفتیم این فعلا دیگه اصلا برای ما بسه بسه.
We were so happy and we say this is enough for ever.
This place. بعد از با 3 ماه یا 2 ماه که شد اینم جلسه پر شد.
And after three months. And we didn't have a space again.
و یک شنبه رو کردیم دو جلسه.
And we decided to do two services again.
تو عرض یک سال از 40 نفر به 400 نفر رسیدیم.
Under one year from 40 members we became 400 members.
400 نفری که 400 نفر مثل علی که راننده تاکسی بودند.
400 مسلم Persian Muslim people they became a Christian.
مثل همون راننده تاکسی.
Same Ali driver. Ali taxi driver.
8 ماه پیش بود که به ما گفتن که باید اونجا رو ترک کنیم دولت اونجا و بعد به آمریکا بیایم.
8 months ago the embassy told us you must leave the Turkey.
خیلی سخت بود ترک کردن اون کلیسا.
It was really hard for us.
اون شبی که می‌خواستیم اونجا رو ترک کنیم پاستر مارک و پاستر برایان اونجا بودن رایان.
And the last time we were in Denizli Church, Pastor Ryan and Pastor Mark they were with us.
و بعد از اینکه اونجا رو ترک کردیم به کشور آمریکا اومدیم.
After that we came in US here.
وقتی اینجا اومدیم خدا نقشه تازه برای ما داشت و یه راه تازه برای ما باز کرد بین ایرانی‌ها.
Even here God is making a way to reach Iranian from Iran.
از طریق اسکایپ و اینترنت به اونها تعلیم میدیم و افرادی رو پیدا میکنیم و با اونها وقت میذاریم.
We discipling and we evangelizing through Skype and media.
و 45 نفر الان هستن که داریم به اونها آموزش تعلیم میدیم.
I discipling 45 Iranian by Skype.
و خدا رو شکر میکنیم برای کار خدا در زندگی ما. و میخوام یه آیه ای رو برای شما بخونم.
And I want to share one verse.
این آیه خیلی به ما کمک کرد به من و خانواده‌ام.
This verse helped me in the hard time in my life.
شاید به شما هم کمک کنه.
Maybe this verse can help you in your hard time.
رومیان باب 8 آیه 28.
Romans 8:28.
می‌دانیم در حق آنان که خدا را دوست می‌دارند و بر طبق اراده او فرا خوانده شده‌اند، همه چیز با هم برای خیریت در کار است.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
خواهم تشکر کنم برای وقتی که به من داده شد، به ما داده شد.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I just wanted to say thank you. You have been such a blessing. Your stories letting us in on the journey that God has had you on. I know it's humbling. I know it's been a lot of just hard things, but your faith is an encouragement to us. And I know that it's convicting in many ways. And I know that I will never lose the mental image of you guys riding monkeys through the turkey boulder. Right? I mean, so what we're going to do right now is I'm going to pray, and then Matthew is going to pray in Farsi for us, because we are one body, and the greatest thing that you could do for them is to continue to lift them up in prayer. Because one of the questions I know that was in my mind, and Mark alluded to it, is what is next for you? What does the future look like?
We are so grateful to be here in the U.S., but we are waiting for our green card. And when we got green card, we want to come back to Turkey to serve God, to continue to serve the church.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Going back in. Pray with me. Dear Father, thank you for the faith that you have given Matthew and Anahita, how you've called them out, you've redeemed them and renewed them, and you've given them this fire. I pray that you will continue to fuel that fire as they passionately serve you. God, I've seen their life just through these stories and experience that they've shared, and they have been through ups and downs and hard times, God. Some hard times that we would never, ever know, and yet you have been faithful and you have been good. So continue to sharpen them and fuel them, God. I pray that while they're here in the United States, that passion does not die. God, we know that just living in the United States, there is a shiny darkness that we all contend with, and I pray that you protect them with that, that you meet every need that they have, but they also stay focused on what gives them life, and that is you and you alone in sharing the gospel. God, as a couple, I pray just a hedge of protection over them and their marriage as they're serving and as they're discipling remotely, God, that you continue to just build who they are as a married couple. Lord, prepare them and strengthen them. You have them here in the United States for a reason. I know one of those reasons is for them to share their story so that we can understand and know what is going on in the Middle East and have hope and pray and join them in that work. Thank you for that. And Lord, let it be your will. We ask for your will, that it would be to send them back once their green card is, that they can go back and nourish that church. Praise the Lord, God, as we heard that 500 were baptized in Turkey this last month. Thank you, Lord, for that work. As your church continues to grow and move, God, you care so much about them. Lord, thank you and bless Matthew and Anahita. In Jesus' name, amen.
خداوند تو رو شکر می‌کنیم، ممنون تو هستیم برای تمام محبت‌های تو، برای تمام رحمت‌های تو، برای صلیبت، برای قطره قطره خونی که ریخته شد برای ما، برای اون باغ جتسیمانی، برای اون دردها، برای توهین‌ها، برای تحقیرها که به خاطر عشقت به ما حاضر شدی. خداوند با اراده خودت به روی زمین بیای و انتخاب کنی. پدر ممنون تو هستیم که بهترین تو برای ما دادی تا به ما بگی که چقدر ما رو دوست داری خداوند و چقدر ما برای تو ارزش داریم. خداوند این کلیسا رو به دستان مبارک تو میسپارم. خداوند مرسی که در این کلیسا رو برای ما باز گذاشتن تا بتونیم بیایم از کار تو بگیم. خداوند شکر برای قلبایی که لمس کردی تا بین ایرانی ها بشارت بدن. خداوند دعا میکنیم و این کلیسا رو به نام عیسی مسیح برکت میدیم، برکت روحانی و مالی تو بر این کلیسا بریزد. خداوند دعا میکنیم عطایا، معجزات و آیات در این کلیسا به فراوانی بیشتر از قبل دیده بشه. خداوند از شبانان و خادمین این کلیسا محافظت کن و نام تو جلال پیدا کنه. شکرت کردیم با شکر و سپاس در نام پدر، پسر، روح القدس. آمین.